This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back, and welcome back to my voice. It was gone yesterday, but it's right back into your full capacity today. I'd say about 90%, thanks to My Doctor Suggest, one of the great sponsors of this show. We talked about them in the last segment. Let's talk about my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I usually read it to you on Fridays, because I just write it on Friday morning, and it's hot off the presses, and nobody else in the world is ever as ready yet. You're the first ones to ever get the sneak peek. The anatomy of a terrible liberal media lie. If I had to do it over again, I'd say the anatomy of a terrible liberal media smear. It's a better word, a smear. I have to tell you a remarkable personal story, a story that proves the liberal media is, in fact, out to frame and ruin President Trump and his supporters with lies, distortions, and misrepresentation. A story that proves you should take everything said about Trump with a grain of salt. A story that proves the liberal media is vicious, untrustworthy, and sometimes just plain evil. A story so bad you won't believe it, except I lived it. I was in Miami, Florida last weekend to speak in front of 1,200 conservatives at a fabulous three-day conference called AmpFest 19. Speakers included Don Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. The event was organized so professionally. The speakers were inspiring, the crowd enthusiastic, the energy sky high. In short, the event was perfect. Except it turned out the liberal media sent spies into the audience to try and ruin, denigrate, and demonize the event and kill all the joy. Guess who they went after? Yours truly. Their agenda was to paint conservatives as violent. First, they went after a meme supposedly played in a back room of the event that no one at the event ever saw. And when that didn't work, they went after me. Nothing violent about me, right? Wrong. When liberals want to slander you, they can take any sentence out of context to hang you as long as they leave out the actual details and the correct context. They do this to President Trump every single day. I gave a speech about how to beat the Democrats in 2020. It centered on the fact that liberals and the liberal media are bullies out to intimidate, ban, censor, persecute, and beat us into submission. So I told an inspiring, heartwarming story of my high school past. A story of how I became the real-life karate kid. How I morphed from a nerd, persecuted and brutalized by bullies, to a champion fighter who turned the tables on the bullies. I started out as a skinny, nerdy Jewish kid with acne, braces, and thick glasses inside one of America's roughest and most violent urban high schools. I was tortured, literally intimidated, persecuted, and beaten again and again in the bathroom, in the lunchroom, in the playground, and after school. But one summer, I decided to change my life. I vowed to change my life, and I did. I learned how to fight, I lifted weights like a maniac, I got contact lenses, and I got my braces off. And I came back to school, and the first three tough guys who attacked me, I responded in self-defense, and I beat them each badly. And my classmates cheered. The nerd became the hero. It was like the revenge of the nerds. It was like the Karate Kid. I made the bullies cry. No one ever bullied me again. Or my friends, either. From that day forward, I was the protector of the nerds. I protected every nerd in that school from the bullies. The moral of the story is to never let a bully intimidate you. Always fight back and defend yourself. Never allow the media or Antifa thugs or punks on social media to intimidate us. Be a pit bull, not a chihuahua. I walk tall with confidence for the rest of my life. I've never been in a fight ever again. Peace through strength. And one more lesson. One more lesson. Bullies are cowards. If you fight back, they crumble. Great story, right? The American dream, right? A real-life Karate Kid, right? I brought the house down at AmFest and received a standing ovation. Guess how liberals twisted my story? A George Soros-funded liberal media group wrote a story accusing me of promoting violence. They turned a great all-American story of the nerd defeating bullies into a story of violence by conservatives. That's disgusting. That's revolting. That is fraud. But it's instructive, because this is what the liberal media and the liberal politicians do to Trump every single day. They're liars and they're bullies. They slander, they intimidate, they misrepresent, and they persecute. And their chief tool, just like the communists of the old People's Republic of China, and the communists of Cuba, and the communists of Venezuela, and the communists of the old Soviet Union, their chief tool is propaganda. From this day forward, every time you see a negative story about Trump, remember my story. Never trust the media again. If you can take a story of a nerd with glasses, acne, and braces who winds up beating the crap out of bullies twice his size, knocking their teeth out, and in one case causing the kid to miss school for a week because he had diarrhea from a week because I hit him so hard in the stomach. If that isn't a heroic story, if that isn't a courageous story, if that isn't an all-American story, if you can turn that into promoting violence, well, you know what? Then something's wrong with America, and we've become a Soviet Union propaganda house. And that is what is true of the Democratic Party. So I don't let people get away with it. You know what's ironic about this story? I didn't have room for two things to tell in this story. I ran out of space. Number one is this proves Democrats are bullies. The very thing I was talking about. Democrats are bullies that intimidate and persecute us. They came after me and tried to make it like Wayne Root is dangerous and Wayne Root is violent. Because 42 years ago, I beat up three punk thugs who attacked me first, who had been my torturers for 3 years. Can you imagine saying I'm the bad guy for that? Amazing. If you could turn that into proof that conservatives are violent, then you are the king of communist propaganda or Nazi propaganda. You're Goebbels. And number two, I didn't have room to mention the exact names of who were the perpetrators of all this. The bullies. Alice Wilder was the bully from New York Public Radio and ProPublica. And I didn't know what ProPublica was. I never heard of it in my life. But I knew it sounded like some communist organization. And sure enough, when I looked it up, it's George Soros funded and it's Tom Steyer funded. And their goal in life is to go after conservatives like me and to throw Trump out of office. Alice Wilder, bad people, man. That's evil. There's no other way to describe that but evil. Can you imagine if a Democrat had that happen to them? If a conservative publication heard a Democrat on the stage talking about fighting bullies and winning, knocking them out on the playground, and the bully started crying, and all my nerd friends started high-fiving me, and I became the hero that day who protected the nerds from that day forward. Can you imagine if a Democrat told that story? If Hillary or Obama or Elizabeth Warren told that story, and Fox News turned it into Hillary is mentally unhinged, Hillary's a murderer, Hillary's violent, Hillary's promoting violence. But see, it's Solinsky at work. Solinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. And at this exact moment in time, Hollywood liberals and social media liberals and political liberals They're all threatening the assassination of President Trump. They all want him to die. They're sick in the head. They're the violent ones. At this exact moment in time, when you leave a Trump event, you got to be careful. There is an Antifa waiting outside with their face covered by a mask. And they want to hurt you. They want to throw a brick at your head. As a matter of fact, at the AmpFest event was Andy Ngo. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I think it's Andy Ngo. But in any case, he's an Asian kid, young, maybe in his 20s, who was at an event in Portland, Oregon, covering it as a journalist, a conservative journalist, and they slammed him in the face with what amounted to a concrete brick. Basically, it was a milkshake, but they made it into concrete inside, and they threw it at his head. And he got knocked to the ground. He didn't know where he was. He had a massive concussion. There's the violence. The violence is all on the left. Where's the article I took? Let's see. It was an article today. And it was, I think it was Tom Arnold. I believe Tom Arnold said that he wants to see Trump assassinated. He threatened the assassination of President Trump. Tom Arnold posted an assassination threat on Twitter. Democrats are all nuts. Tom Arnold later deleted his account, deleted his tweet and deleted his account. Oh, here it is. He replied to Donald Trump. He said, "Don't get too cocky, traitor. They showed up for JFK, too." That's not an assassination threat. That's the violence. So they look to the mirror. They see that they're all seething and angry and violent. And they want to kill us. They want to hurt us. They want to assassinate Trump. And they preach violence all day long. And so they said, let's frame the people at AmpFest 19 and let's make it like conservatives are violent. And then they happened to catch Wayne Root's speech and they tried to make it like a nerd beating up bullies who have tortured and tormented him for 3 years and he's the winner now. I was like Rocky, Karate Kid combined with Rocky jumping up and down at the Philadelphia stairs. And the crowd screaming, yes, Wayne, we love you. And they're saying, he's violent. Let's put him in jail. Let's take his guns away. These liberals are nuts. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to listen carefully to the best offer you're ever going to get, one of the best assets on this earth, and we're going to give it away for an amazing price. We all know we live in a world of political turmoil, financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing. They're all like bubbles searching for a pin to pop right now, with one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth for thousands of years. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted. Below their cost for just $18.50 delivered for each one while supplies last. And that includes shipping. You heard me right. An exclusive offer to my listeners. By calling now 800-630-2158, write it down, 800-630-2158, one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com. So $18.50 each, below cost, delivered, meaning including shipping, while supplies last. Amazing offer from Swiss America. Thank you. I told you I'd tell you about polls showing that Trump's topping Biden and Warren in Iowa. Now, you know all these polls are BS. They all oversample Democrats. They all go after any voter that's registered, not likely voters. And, of course, there's always that 5 to 10% factor of Republicans who won't speak to pollsters. And I don't blame them because I won't. I have no time. I can't waste my time. I work all day. I don't answer the phone for a single pollster ever. So I guess we're all part of the problem. That's why polls are always unreliable. And that's why they're always against Trump, because we don't have time for this stuff. We work for a living. So Trump is edging out Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden in head-to-head matchups in the Hawkeye State Iowa Emerson College poll results released this week's show. Keep in mind, I guarantee you, Emerson is one of those ones that oversamples Democrats and doesn't do likely voters. So, Sanders leads against the Democrats, which is interesting. And Trump is beating Biden, and Trump is beating Elizabeth Warren. So that's the story. And Kamala Harris is dead. She's got nothing. She was able to garner 2% support alongside Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer. Isn't it interesting that Tom Steyer is a billionaire and he's spending unlimited money on his ads and he's at 2%? And the poll also showed more Iowans oppose impeachment than support at 48 to 42%. You know? Unbelievable. Reuters reveals Hunter Biden never worked in Ukraine the entire time that he was paid by Burisma. This company, Burisma, this billion-dollar company, he never worked in Ukraine ever while he was getting, what was he getting, $50,000 a month? For once, Reuters done some actual journalism on Hunter Biden and his work for Burisma, and it's quite revealing. Hunter never actually worked in Ukraine, but he worked for Burisma, making $50,000 a month. During his time on the board of one of Ukraine's largest natural gas companies, the son of the U.S. vice president was regarded as a helpful non-executive director with a powerful name, according to people familiar with Biden's role at the company. Interviews of more than a dozen people, including executives and former prosecutors, paint a picture of a director who provided advice on legal issues, corporate finance, and strategy during a five-year term on the board, which ended in April of this year. Biden never visited Ukraine for company business during that time. According to one of Reuters' sources, Biden was a ceremonial figure. This, we're not talking about Joe Biden here. We're talking about Hunter Biden was a ceremonial figure. It appears Biden was appointed to protect the company from investigations. Well, then they got their money's worth, right? $50,000 a month sounds like so much money, and it is a lot of money to the average American. But it's $600,000 a year for a billion-dollar company. You know, that's like me taking a penny out of my wallet. It's nothing for a billion-dollar company. All they wanted to do was make sure, because if you get, forget about it, indicted, if you just get investigated by a prosecutor, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars in legal fees. And it could put your whole company out of business. And it could kill the goose that laid the golden egg. So it's worth $600,000 a year for 5 years, $3 million over 5 years to pay the vice president's son to make sure you don't get prosecuted. But he wasn't just paid $50,000 per month. See, that's the lie, and I told you that before. He made a lot more than that, according to Reuters. According to payment records reviewed by Reuters, the company paid about $3.4 million to a company that was controlled by Archer called Rosemont Seneca Bohai. 18 months in which two payments of $83,000 a month were paid to Rosemont Seneca Bohai. And those payments were intended for Biden. Interesting. So this guy didn't make $50,000 a month. He made $50,000 a month plus $80,000 a month. And some of that money, we've read you in other reports, supposedly, allegedly, went straight to Joe Biden, not Hunter.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is highlighting the first all-female spacewalk.
Station, this is President Donald Trump. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's great.
The president called American astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir at the International Space Station and called it a truly historic event. Meyer said they're just doing their jobs by repairing a power controller that recently broke. In other news at the White House, President Trump says he will promote Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette to the top job in that department. The president tweeted that Brouillette's experience in the energy sector is unparalleled, and the president also thanked outgoing Energy Secretary and former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is planning on exiting at the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can
speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Newsmax TV is Raw and Unfiltered, too. Because it's not just my radio show that's Raw and Unfiltered. It's my Newsmax TV show. It's filthy. It's nasty. It's like a splitter in baseball. On my show, anything goes, baby. There is nothing holding me back. There is no script. There is no notes. There's no teleprompter. There's no boss telling me what to say. There's no little PAs running around handing me notes saying, this is the topic of the day. I choose everything. And Newsmax TV goes live in about, a little less than 30 minutes. I'll be on Newsmax TV nationwide. And soon we'll be even in the Las Vegas Valley on Cox Cable and in San Diego on Cox Cable and in Phoenix and Tucson on Cox Cable. We're adding 6.2 million cable viewers. Number three biggest cable network in the United States of America is Cox Cable. And we're going to be on there, Newsmax TV, starting on November 13th, channel 96 on Cox Cable. And if you don't get us, then call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get your Newsmax TV app free on your cell phone. Just get the app Newsmax TV and you're watching my show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Our guest is here, Robert Wapples, editor of a new book, In All Fairness, Equality, Liberty, and the Quest for Human Dignity. Managing editor of the Independent Review and professor of economics at Wake Forest University. Robert, welcome to the show. It's Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on. The last name is pronounced Wapples, right?
Wapples, got it. Robert Wapples, like Staples Superstore. Yep. Got it. Robert Wapples. That was the first question I was about to ask you, by the way. Do I have it right with Wapples or is it Wapples? So there you go. So your book is called In All Fairness, Equality, Liberty, and the Quest for Human Dignity. The minute you see a book like that with that name, Equality and Fairness and Dignity, I think you'd instantly assume it's a liberal book, but it's not a liberal book at all, correct?
Well, we'll call it a classical liberal book, you know.
Yes, well, that's fine.
Liberalism,
yeah.
Before the word was corrupted, yeah.
Which would be more like libertarianism, I guess, right?
More in that direction, yeah.
Yeah, because your book is not really saying that redistribution is good for the world. It's saying the exact opposite. So why would that be? Why would your book show that redistributing the wealth hurts the poor?
You kind of have to think about what the purpose of inequality is in the first place, right? And so my point of view is that God made people unequal for a reason, I guess, and he didn't want us all to be exactly the same. He wanted to kind of show his glory in the diversity of people. And if we do things that create inequality, I guess there's kind of three ways you can think about how inequality comes about, right? Economic inequality. It comes about through some good reasons. Inequality is a beautiful thing in that sense because it comes about by us developing our own talents and trading with each other, making lives better for each other by transacting with each other. Sometimes it comes about through bad reasons. Typically, it'll be, you know, some authority stepping in and bailing out some or doing something that holds the little guy down. And then sometimes inequality is just a matter of luck. And so that's, I think, what people are all worried about. If it's just luck, shouldn't the government come in and fix the problem? It's kind of sad that we've developed that mindset at this point, that every time something doesn't live up to your expectations, you need the government to come in and fix it. You know,
what's interesting, you're a professor of economics at Wake Forest University, because I often use the college example when I speak to liberal groups, especially young kids, high school or college liberal groups, and I often say, look, what if you were the hardest working student in this classroom?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the other students didn't give a damn and they were out partying every night and doing drugs every night and getting pregnant and having abortions and getting drunk and everything else you could possibly think of that's bad and never studied and showed up up for class hungover and got a straight F in the classroom, and you got straight A pluses, and then the teacher came in and said, I got a surprise for you. Everybody gets a C. I'm lowering all the A's to C, and I'm raising all the F's to C, because I believe in fairness and equality. Do you think that would be fair, A? Do you think
that
would be fair?
I had a colleague, when his students came in, he did literally that. And the students were up in arms, including the F students. The
right,
F students
everybody.
Said, that's not fair.
So, exactly. I'm surprised the F students, though. I would think they'd
be
happy.
Well, yeah, even the F students knew that that was unfair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and so the other half of the equation is, not only is that fair and ask that question of young people, but I think the other half's the important one. Once that became the norm, would you ever study again? You might as well join the F students and just, you know, get drunk and have sex and, and go out every night and party. Because
what would happen
studying
if you tried
doesn't
to,
help, why study, right?
Yeah, what would happen if you tried to make the slices of the pie exactly equal? The pie would shrink away, and everybody's slices would get smaller in the process, right?
There you go.
So when it comes to inequality, what you need to think about, I think, more is the more important issue, which is poverty, right? Inequality in and of itself is not a good thing or a bad thing. It really depends on the roots of it. But poverty is, unless it's voluntary poverty for a religious reason or something like that, that's a bad thing. Everybody would agree. But what we've done is set up a capitalist system, and more countries around the world have adopted this system. And we are living in the era in which mass poverty is disappearing around the globe because these countries have adopted the market system. So, you know, think not about how much do I have versus the other guy. That's called envy. Think more about how much do I need? Do I have what I need? If I've got what I need, what do I have a right to complain?
Well,
I do a survey with my students every semester. In fact, I just did it today. And I ask them a bunch of questions, including, how many pairs of shoes do you own? Right? And so there's a few students with 3 or 4 pairs. And most have, I don't know, 8 or 10. Once in a while, there's a student who's got 40 pairs, 50. I've even had a couple of hundreds. I've never had a student put down zero. Everybody has a pair of shoes to wear in my class. And in this country, virtually everybody has that pair of shoes that they need. The rest is frosting. What are you worrying about the other person having more shoes than you, more stuff than you, if you've already got as much as you need?
Well, there's another way to look at it, Robert. The other way to look at it is that I happen to be a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. My column is the number one national political opinion column in the Las Vegas newspaper. The guy who owns the Vegas newspaper is Sheldon Adelson, who's worth $40 billion.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Am I jealous or am I happy that he gave me a job? I also have this radio show. I'm on national radio. The guy who owns USA Radio Network is much richer than me. That's okay. I'm glad that I'm nationally syndicated by that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also on national TV, on Newsmax TV with the number one show. Chris Ruddy owns Newsmax TV. He's much richer than me. I couldn't care less. I'm glad I've got a nationally syndicated show. Rich guys are the reason we all have jobs. Is everybody stupid? Right? I mean, that's why you're working. So don't put rich guys down. If you take away all Sheldon Adelson's money and Chris Ruddy's money and all the other people I work for, including Fred Weinberg, who made me first guy who ever said, let me nationally syndicate Wayne Root on radio. If you took all their money away, Wayne Root would have a radio show, a TV show, or a newspaper column. So I can sit around going, we're all equal, we're all miserable and broke. It just makes no sense at all. Last question for you. What do you think of the recent Democrat candidates' proposals, all these guys running for president, for taxing the crap out of the wealthy? Let's hear your thoughts.
Okay. Justice Marshall famously said back in the case of McCulloch versus Maryland, the power to tax is the power to destroy. When you tax something, you're starting to destroy it. Wealth is the last thing that we want to destroy.
For the very reasons I just said, because no one will have a job.
For the very reasons you just said, among others. Yeah.
No one will have a job. And not only a job, there's things people don't think about. Like, let's talk about Sheldon Adelson for a minute.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Let's just say he owns like 5 or 6 houses in Las Vegas. I'm sure he does. And let's say every single one of them is like $20 million or more. Because when you're that rich, you don't have one mansion. You have 5 mansions just in Vegas. Then you might have 5 more around the world or 10 more around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time he buys one of those mansions, does the real estate broker who gets a $100,000 commission complain? Does the guy who puts in the drapes complain? complains. The guy who put in the rugs complain. So there's 1,000 people who make money every time you purchase a new house. Why would I complain about that? All of them then go to the movies and go out to dinner and make the restaurant owner rich and the movie owner rich. Without Sheldon, none of them make any money. So I don't get how anybody could be anti-money. It makes no sense at all, except they're dumb.
The tragedy of the modern world is we have taken what used to be considered one of the 7 deadly sins, envy, and we've turned it into a political talking point as though it's a virtue instead of a vice.
Yeah, well, the Democratic Party. Someone had a column today. I wish it had been me, because it's kind of what I always say, but he's going to have the hit with the title. I believe his title was, "The Democratic Presidential Debate was a bunch of millionaires debating who hates millionaires the most." And that's what it was. That's they're all rich up there, and yet they're debating how we can screw over rich people. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like they're self-hating, and that's what they are, right? I think most Democrats hate themselves for their wealth, and they want to tax other people, not themselves. Isn't that the irony? It's very funny.
That would be very ironic, especially since, you know, the Democratic Party was once the party of the people, and it seems now to have turned into the party that kind of talks that way, but not really who they're representing, really who's voting for them.
Look, I think the Democrats' goal in life is to keep everybody nice and poor so they're dependent on the Democratic Party. I think you'd be silly to not see that, and I think that's pretty clear. Hey, Robert Waples, rhymes with Staples, I can never forget his last name now. Waples Staples, Robert Waples, editor of a new book, In All Fairness, Equality, Liberty, and the Quest for Human Dignity, professor of economics at Wake Forest University. Thanks, Robert, for all you do. Appreciate it. Good luck with the book.
The book is from the Independent Institute, so make sure you check out their website. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
You got it. Thanks, Robert. Got to get that sales pitch in because he's a professor of economics, right? Smart guy. That's the way you do it. Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV. We shall return in just a matter of, about 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're out. See you in a sec. I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members.
starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, and Liberty HealthShare is otherwise known as LHS. I just made that up on the spot. LHS, Liberty HealthShare. I was just trying to give him some sort of a cool nickname. There's no real cool nickname for Liberty HealthShare. It's just Liberty and HealthShare because they're giving you liberty with your health share costs. Pretty cool. They're not a health insurance company. They're an alternative to health insurance. They are Christian health sharing. But hey, I'm Jewish and I'm with them. That's saying something, man. I got four kids and I put their health care and my health care in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. So you know it's good. That was 3 years ago. Year number four starts on January 1st. And at that point, year number four, I'll have saved so much money on my health care. Wow. I'll have saved $72,000 in year number four. 72 grand on just my premiums. So that's the first reason you want to buy them. Number one, save $72,000. Can you use an extra $72,000 over 4 years? Pretty cool. Number two is there no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to decide how, when, and where you'll access healthcare. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's my cost. And number three is when you need them, they're there. I left Aetna because they were never there for me when I needed them. Everything was under the deductible. You know, I had a $10,000 deductible at Aetna, and it cost $2,000 a month. This guy cost $529 a month for me and my whole family, and yet the end result is they cover everything, which is great. So they've been great to me on so many different occasions. Give them a call. Phone number is 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Numerically, that number is 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. I hadn't gotten a chance in this show to get to the whole Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard controversy, so we'll do it right now. We'll cover it right now. Bitter, twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton That's how I describe her now. It's not, her first name isn't really Hillary anymore. It's bitter, twice failed presidential candidate Clinton accuses Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian asset. Isn't it funny the way Democrats, I told you, Saul Alinsky says, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. Democrats are the biggest conspiracy theorists in the whole world. Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. Tulsi Gabbard is like a good-looking congresswoman. She's like a hot congresswoman. She's not a Russian asset. She's kind of libertarian and kind of liberal at the same time. Some of her views are a little too extreme for me, a little crazy, a little left. And some of them are actually kind of moderate, and some of them are actually kind of libertarian and good. She's kind of a mixture of all of them. But she's from Hawaii, and she's a little different. She's not really my cup of tea. I could never vote for her because she has too many liberal views. But she's, if you gave me a choice of her or Hillary, I'd vote for Tulsi. If you gave me a choice of her, Elizabeth Warren, I'd vote for Tulsi. If you gave me a choice of her or almost any Democratic candidate, Beto or who's the gal, Kamala Harris, I'd take Tulsi, right? She's not completely crazy. She's crazy on only a few issues, and she's actually moderate and reasonable on a few others. So she's not as nuts as the other Democrats, but she certainly isn't a Russian asset. Hillary Clinton has lost her mind. Lost her mind. She also said... bitter, twice-failed Clinton is accusing Tulsi of being a Russian asset who's being groomed for a third-party run to help President Donald Trump win re-election. First of all, I hardly assume she's going to be a third-party candidate. She's at 2% in the polls. Nobody really cares about poor Tulsi in the Democratic Party, and I don't even think in the main election, you know, if you were a good candidate and you got like 21% and you lost the primary, maybe you could run as a third party, but if you got 2%, I don't think you're a good third-party candidate. I mean, maybe you're a typical third-party candidate, a loser. Tulsi's not going to be there, but she responded to Hillary Clinton's smears, and she challenges the queen of warmongers to join the race. I'd love to see it, she says. Isn't that funny? Tulsi's good. Let's see. Let's see the exact tweet. Great. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain from the day I announced my candidacy. There has been powerful allies, the corporate media and war machine, afraid of the threat I pose. It's now clear this primary is between you and me. Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race. Tulsi Gabbard went after Hillary. What's that?
I like her.
Oh, that's my man, Chris, telling me he likes her, right in my ear. All of a sudden, it's like God's talking to me. In the middle of my conversation, I got to have my board op scream in my ear, I like her. I was like, is that God? Who's talking to me? Oh, it's Chris Sullivan. It's not God. So he likes Tulsi. All right, good job. You like her because she's cute. I know why you like her. So, she's cute and she's got balls. The way she went after Hillary is like, the only person that ever went after Hillary like that is Donald Trump. That's it. There's only two people who've ever had the cojones to go after Hillary and call her the queen of the warmongers and the personification of corruption and the rot of the Democratic Party. She got Hillary better than even Trump got Hillary. I'm pretty amazed. She's got some cojones, man. And then Hillary wasn't done yet. She said Trump is trying to rig the 2020 election so he can't be forced out of power. I don't know what to say about these people. They're all freaking nuts. Hillary is nuts. She is the ultimate conspiracy theorist. I've never heard anybody so bad. When we get back, it's Newsmax TV. Lots more to tell you. Lots more. Wayne Allyn-Root on Newsmax TV, which is DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems all over the country, the most recent and biggest, Comcast. And now we'll be on Cox Cable starting on November 13th, Channel 96, all over the western United States, including the Vegas Valley. We'll be at 80 million homes. Pretty cool. Newsmax now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.